Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. So this question was inspired by a conversation I had with someone a couple Shabbos ago, who, or maybe it's even Yontif. He was passing by my house, and we were having a nice social distanced conversation. And he told me many people were davening Musaf very, very late, and they had questions of whether they should daven Mincha first or Musaf first. So then I started thinking, wait a second, why are they not davening Musaf right after Shacharis? Why are they taking a break? And he told me that, well, because they're taking a break to have Kiddush, and then they're going to have Musaf, and then have a lunch, and this whole nice Seder Hayom. So the question becomes, is a person allowed to really separate between Shacharis and Musaf? Can a person separate and have a Kiddush before he's daven Musaf? So there is a din that's found in Shulchan Aruch. It's a very clear statement in Siman Reish Pei Vav. The Mechaber writes, Zman Tfilas Musaf Miyad Achar Tfilas HaShachar. The time to daven Musaf is immediately after person daven Shachar. So when you finish Shacharis, you create a Torah, then you should immediately daven Musaf right afterwards. V'ein lacharaha yoser me'ad sof sheva shalos. A person certainly should not wait until after 7 hours, but he should daven immediately after Shacharis is complete. So I said, wait a second, miyad, who says this? So you look in the side, they start quoting different Rishonim. You look up each of the Rishonim, they all say the same thing. The Rambam is one of the sources. The Rambam Hilchos Tefillah Perek Gimel says, Tefillas HaMusafim Zmana Achar Tefillas Shachar. He doesn't say Davin Miyad Achar Shachar. He's just defining when is the Zman. Not that you have to Davin immediately, but the Zman, the earliest you could Davin is after you've completed Shacharis, and the latest you should Davin is till the 7th hour of the day. But not that there's a din you have to Davin immediately afterwards. I found this true in Tosos, and as well in the Rush. And the only Rishon who actually says something a little bit more davening immediately after Shacharis is the Tur. The Tur writes that Tov lu lakdimo. It's Tov. It's good to daven Musaf right after Shacharis. But not that there's a Chiv, not that you have to. So when the Mishabru, when the Shulchan Aruch says you should daven Musaf miyad, he's not talking about you have to daven, he's describing the Zman. The Zman is Musaf is right after Shacharis is over, but not that you have to daven right away. So more than that, the Levush actually says that there's a concept to push Musaf off later. The Ber Lacha quotes from the Levush. The Levush says, V'gai daven Shacharis vasikin, which has been very recommended because we don't have a minyan. Vasikin's an ideal time to daven. Now it's getting very, very hard. It's 6:07 this morning. It's going to get even harder. But V'gai daven's vasikin. The Levush says it's actually better, yoser to, better, lechachila la'acher. One should actually delay Musaf because the Musaf was modeled after the Karban Musaf. And the Karban Musaf was brought the 6th hour of the day, which is around noon, 12 o'clock, 12:30, depending on the time of the year. So you should dafka push it off. So the Levush says you should not have them next to each other. Now the Ber Lach himself says, unless you have a reason to, it's really not kedai to separate them so much. You really should have them next to each other. But just sounds like a nice thing, not that you have to. So a person can take a break between Shacharis and Musaf. The question is, what type of break is acceptable? So in shul, every Shabbos, we have a drasha between Shacharis and Musaf. That is a separation, isn't it? But can a person take a separation to eat? Learning, certainly allowed. But can you take a separation to eat? So the Shulchan Aruch, just two halachas later on, in Siv Gimel, he writes, Mutter litom kodim tviyasa musafim. You're allowed to taste a little bit before musaf. What's tasting mean? The hainu achilas peros, eating some fruit. Oh, afilu pas muat, even a little bit of bread you're allowed to have before musaf. Afilu ti'ima, any type of tasting that's going to kidei lisov halev, to fill you up a little bit. Aval su'uda asu, you can't have a meal. But a little bit of fruit, and a little bit of bread, and a little bit of mizonos, that's all allowed. Does one have to say Kiddush before doing it, and not have to say Kiddush? So the Mishabura writes that a person should say Kiddush, because after you've davened Shacharis, he writes, there's a chiv Kiddush. So you have to say Kiddush before you could eat, before you could drink anything. So what serves as Kiddush? Kiddush has to be memakom suda. So Kiddush memakom suda either means a little bit of bread, not a meal, a little bread means like kibetza, or some mizonos, or even if you're stuck, have a second cup of wine. So if you have a drink of wine as a Kiddush, a second cup of wine would qualify as a Suda. Let's say you don't have any other wine, you could, according to some opinions, the Kiddush cup itself can serve as B'makom Suda if need be. But it's clear here in the Mishabura and the Shulchan Aruch, you must say Kiddush first and then have a little bit of a food, not have a whole meal. Then the Shari Tshuva says further, if a guy doesn't have Kiddush, whatever the reason might be, and he feels very weak, then he's even able to eat and taste something without Kiddush, the person really is stuck. Now, is it ever mutter to have a meal? Could a person ever have a meal, have lunch, before davening Musaf? So it's brought down by the poskim, the Shmir Shabbos brings this down, that if you have a shomer, a person is going to remind you, I mean, what's the reason why you shouldn't have a suda? You shouldn't have a meal before Musaf? The same reason why you shouldn't have a meal before Bedikas Chametz, and before Neres Chanukah, and Shema, and Sfiras Omer. We have a klal. Anytime you have a chiyuv to perform a mitzvah, you cannot be koveh suda, because you might get too caught up in the meal and forget to perform the mitzvah. You'll forget to light Chanukah candles. You'll forget to do Bedikas Chametz. So if you have a meal and there's a chiyuv Musaf, you might forget to daven Musaf. But if you have a shomer, your person reminding you, a wife, a husband, a friend reminding you, then the post can say, if a person really, really needs to eat something, you could even have a meal. Now, I'm not encouraging this, I'm not recommending it. But for some reason, if a person's stuck and he needs to have a meal, as long as there's a reminder, you're allowed to. And the Shmir Shabbos brings a raya, what we all do in Simchas Torah. When you have a kiddush, our kiddush isn't just stam a little grape juice. We have these big kiddushim, we have cholim, we have kogo, we have everything short of bread usually. Why is that allowed? So you see clearly, since the whole shul is doing it, and people are reminding you, you are allowed to take a separation between shachris and musaf, so long as there's a person reminding you. But again, this is only done simchas Torah lechachila. The rest of the year, even when at home, a person really should not do this unless a person is really stuck. So you can't take a break between Shachris and Musaf. You can have Kiddush and enjoy your Kiddush club. In Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow night, I want to discuss the next question is, let's say a guy pushes off his Musaf so long, now it's Zman Mincha, and he hasn't yet davened Musaf yet. Is it best to daven Musaf first? Or is it best to daven Mincha now? Because Mincha is Tadir. You daven Mincha every single day, and Musaf isn't. Maybe it should be Tadir V'Sheino Tadir to have the Kodem. Or maybe you should say Musaf comes first because the Chiyuv kicked in first. So we'll discuss this Mirza Hashem tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. If any other questions, I will open up the chat for questions those who want. Unmute all. There we go.